Yeah.
Hi, this is Brandon from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
What is this for? I'm sorry.
Oh, let me tell you. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. In this survey is quick and confidential. So, what is your zip code?
10030.
Just to confirm, you said 10030. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And let me also ask you, are you registered to vote in the state of New York? Or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah.
Okay, you're registered, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Yes, a second. When you said something else, would you mind if I ask you to give me an example?
Non-binary.
Okay, thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1975.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Okay. And of which Hispanic origin do you consider yourself? So, like Mexican, Mexican American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban?
Panamanian.
Panamanian. Okay, thank you. Yes, a second, please. And let me also ask you, what is your race? White, black, or African-American, Asian, Middle Eastern? Well, you said Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school. Graduated, right? You already get your diploma. Okay.
Yeah.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted for, who did I vote for? I think I voted for Trump.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote, or will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or you will not definitely vote?
I won't necessarily vote.
Okay, so can I take that, like, you probably not, or 50-50?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated, and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
A 0.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
0.
And Okay. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree? Neither agree nor disagree? Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or it does not matter at all. The president election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Does not matter at all.
Protecting gender equality.
Matters somewhat.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Doesn't matter at all.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Doesn't matter at all.
We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I mean, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. Oh, no change. No chance I will vote.
I doubt I will vote.
Protecting gender equality.
I probably will not vote.
Oh, can I take that? No chance I will vote, or if it's convenient,
right,
I will vote. Okay. The first
no
one, correct?
Okay. Correct.
Gotcha. Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
No, I will probably not vote. I will not vote.
Okay. An election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
Won't vote. I will not vote.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you
Robert
undecided?
Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
Robert F. Kennedy.
If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
The independent candidate.
Okay. And if you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
No change.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
I heard a lot.
Okay, here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November.
This thing is long. How long is this?
Well, I mean, no worries. Since your opinion is very important for us, since we can hear directly from the people what problems are affecting our communities. And
who are you calling from? You're not even identifying yourself. You're just saying public.
Okay. That's a great question. Let me tell you who are, I mean, we're an independent research company, and our call center is located in Miami, Florida. And basically, I mean, at this moment, we're at the 65%. Just a couple of more questions. Believe me, your thoughts and opinions are really important to us. So just to confirm, at Center Protection to the State Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provision to say constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out the state constitution. In the election we're held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would not vote.
Okay. And based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prohibit using discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, strengthen voting rights protection, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities?
Oh, I don't even know what you just said. I'm lost.
No worries. Let me repeat that question one more time. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will remove parents' rights over their children's medical decision, provide protections?
Yes,
okay.
I think it would get the children away from their parents, the first one, yes.
Okay. And now, knowing that this amendment will put protection for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
Probably vote no.
And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
I'm not motivated to vote for abortion rights at all.
Okay, no motivated, you said. But let me read the options I got right here for you. And much more motivated to vote on the amendment. Someone more motivated to vote on the amendment. No difference. Someone less motivated to vote on the amendment. That would be the right one for you, correct? Someone less motivated to vote on the amendment, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care.
No, I'm not with that at all.
So that would be 0%, correct? Because it is a scale from 0 to 10. So you will be this one 0. Is that correct?
Yep.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Say it again.
Oh, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
Yeah.
It's
it is 100%.
Okay.
100% important.
Everyone deserves to have equal rights, regardless of who they are or where they come from.
Yeah.
From 0 to 10.
8.
Defending our personal freedoms, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is it a top priority?
No. 2%.
10%?
2.
2%, okay. We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
That's correct. 10%.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
No, they should not. I'm 100% in agreement with that statement.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Yes, 100% believe that.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
Yes, that's correct.
Is it 100%? You strongly agree?
Right. Yeah.
And everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose?
But no. Men belong with men and women belong with women. 0% agree.
Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State's Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts worldwide backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
But if you had to choose, how would you vote? Yes, no, will not vote?
Will not vote.
Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if you answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I probably won't vote.
Now, which of the following statement do you think more convincing, even if neither is exactly right?
How much further now? How many more questions?
Oh, let me double check right here. And, well, we're actually in 80%. Just a couple of more questions. Believe me, your thoughts and opinions, as I was saying, are really important to us. Just, I think 3 or 4 minutes of your time, and we will be done. I will try to expedite this so we can finish soon. It is just a couple of more questions, okay?
I mean, so, the bottom line is I'm not voting, so I don't know why you just can't answer.
Got it. But let me ask
I'm
you
now.
I'm
not voting, and I don't care about gay rights and abortion rights. I don't care about that stuff.
Okay. But now, which of the following statements do you think do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right, and is that much more convincing or someone more convincing? This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which would make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this is amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Statement 8, much more. Statement 8, someone more. I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.